even better than the real thing. A little music from you two here at 101.9 The End, KENZ, Ogden, Orem, Salt Lake City. Good morning. It's Chung and Mister with you. Happy Thursday. Court and Chelsea here as well. Welcome.
Hello.
Listen, we got lots of things going on today. I know you're excited, Court, more than anybody.
Oh, yeah, about University of Pop Culture?
Well, yeah, that's exciting. Sure, that's coming up at 6:45. We're giving away 4 3-day park hopper passes to the Disneyland Resort.
Oh, man, am I excited about that.
7:15.
Yeah.
And somebody named Michael Martin Murphy.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, pretend.
That's right. He's on the show.
Yeah, you have been talking about nothing else since then. He's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour this morning.
Yep.
Wildfire. Well, he sings that song.
He does, but he doesn't sing it like that
at all.
He
does it better.
You know, I was doing some research yesterday.
Oh, on Michael Martin Murphy?
Yeah, and I wasn't able to see the actual show, but back in May, he appeared on the David Letterman show.
Oh, really?
Because I guess for months and months before that, David Letterman kept on talking about that song Wildfire and how it's just, it's enchanting. It's haunting.
Really?
It haunts him, yeah. And every time he'd throw his, like, the little blue cards like he always does, they'd always play a little clip from that.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, so he came and performed the song, and the CBS Orchestra was his backup band.
Yeah.
And they, like, played it perfectly.
Really?
It sounds like it's the recording.
Well, it's Paul Schaefer awesome. Knows his stuff.
No, he does.
We'll talk to him about that moment.
Oh, man. I can't wait.
My gosh.
You know what? He's going to be the nicest guy you ever meet. And when he leaves this studio, you, too, will be a fan.
Okay.
Mark my words.
I can't wait to hear the Triple M, as you like to call him.
Yep.
Does anybody else call him that?
No.
All right. Anyway, that's all coming up today.
Yeah.
Let's talk entertainment news right now. Hollywood.
Okay.
What's going on there? You just got this goofy grin on your face.
It's Michael Martin Murphy.
I know. That's
not every day he comes in the studio.
No, it isn't. He's never been in the studio.
No, he hasn't.
Right. All right, a little TV news for you first.
Okay.
That's entertainment news. I'm Mr. West reporting.
Thank you, Mr. West. 6:15. This is Collective Soul. The song is called Better Now. It's here on 101.9.
The End.
That dude on the sax is freaking out. He's freaking out. Thanks a lot, Kenny G. It's Collective Soul there. Better Now here on 101.9 The End at 6:18. Coming up, your top news stories and your Hollywood headlines with Mr. West.
Well, a priest. Top stories of the day. Hollywood headlines coming up next.
Chunga and Mister.
Chunga.
Mister. Wake up. Get out of bed.
Chunga and Mister in the morning and crystal clear reception all day at work at 101.9 or online at 101.9theend.com.
101.9.
101.9 The End.
It's Eyes on Week at 10.
Get ready! 101.9 The End. Traffic.
Well, coming in from I'm Chelsea with your traffic update on 101.9 The End.
Dang it. I hate it when I do that. 6:26. Chunga, Mr. Time for your news here at the end.
The Race with your top news stories and Hollywood headlines. I'm Mr. West reporting.
So, coming up today on the show at 9:30, it's a big day.
Oh, have you seen this guy's face? Court has
he's
been
just giddy.
He's got a perma smile.
He wore his neckerchief and his cowboy boots.
Yeah,
and his pressed with a razor crease right down the center Wrangler jeans. Michael Martin Murphy is in studio today.
Yes,
and Court could not be more happy.
This is the coolest show ever.
Does Michael Martin Murphy realize that you're essentially just stalking him?
I'm not stalking him.
I mean, you kind of invited him to your lair.
Yeah,
but
he comes willingly. Hey, we met and hung out a little bit last year.
You guys hung out?
By that,
you mean
Michael Martin Murphy and Barb from accounting?
Yep.
She and I were hanging out with Michael Martin Murphy. We got our pictures taken with him,
right?
And you know, he was just amazed that here I was. You know, I was 29 at the time. 29-year-old guy that worked for an alternative rock station.
Yeah.
And I was a big fan.
So my favorite was part awesome. Was Barb and Court standing outside the tour bus doing the Rochambeau as to who had to give the roadie the job to get onto the bus.
Well, no, come on. That didn't happen.
Court won.
He doesn't have a tour bus.
That's a good point.
Good one.